Hello. Okay, there we go. I'm currently alone, so I'm sorry about that. Hello, it is currently 10 o'clock. I thought I was gonna get a late start. And so it's 10 o'clock at night, which means you are listening to the After Class show. With that said, welcome to what I want to call the late night cafe or like the late night show. I don't know. I feel like that would be copying by Jimmy Kimmel or something like that. Though, I don't know if it would stick or not, but I guess we'll see. Hopefully, like, you can hear me and it's not just, I don't know. I'm by myself. It's my first time. I'm sorry. Anyways, my name is Mia Van Harten, and I'm going to be your new host for this fall semester. I have no clue what I plan to do properly for the show yet, so as right now, I am just going to like test things out, see if things work. Like, we'll see, I guess. Though I like the vibe of like something like to do with true crime, or at least for the month of the October, because October is our spooky, it's the spooky month, so it would fit the theme. But as of right now, I'm going to give a little introduction as I will be your host for at least this semester. To start off with, as a little introduction, I am an English major, and I'm a minor in history. I'm in my second undergraduate year, and I'm currently 18. So I'm usually a very quiet person, but when I do talk, it comes out as a long rant. So I guess this works, like, as of right now, where I basically have to talk for an hour till I set up a proper schedule. As you can see, I am totally prepared for, and not at all second-guessing what I should do. I like to think of myself as a very creative person, but sometimes I have trouble trying to express that creative flow. So, like, either whether it's on paper or trying to slow down my brain, as I tend to think faster than I can usually speak. So if you hear me mess up, it's completely normal. Well, for me, it may not be for you, but it's definitely normal for me. Anyways, as I said earlier, I'm only 18, which sadly means that I currently can't give you the rundown of the latest bars and such. Maybe, with approval, of course. I can look online for bars that look cool, that you guys can check out and see if it's a hit or the look is better than what it actually is. Because we all know Instagram tends to give things a little brighter light, a nicer shine, if you will. Or, other idea, I can go out even further and send my legal drinking friends to go check it out for me and bring me back the news and the research and what drinks are good and what drinks aren't. But I feel like that's quite a stretch. Though I have to say, I'm currently jealous of my brother. He's going to university in Montreal. He's studying cosmetics, sewing. Very proud of him, very proud. And that's the rustling of my script. Hope you enjoy that. And if you don't know, 18 is the legal drinking age over there, which means he can drink as much as he wants to, which is like amazing for him, but for me, who's stuck here, it's not. Anyways, when my mom went over to visit him, they had breakfast together because she was paying for the meals, because university students, not all of us have a lot of money. So he ordered some kind of sunrise drink. I'm not completely sure what it was, but anyways, I know it had alcohol in it, and I know for a fact that is not the first time he had something in the morning, because he also went to Montreal to check out the school with our grandpa. So I don't think it's gonna lead to good habits, but I trust him. I trust him. That's all I'm gonna say. Though I say this out of spite, jealousy, and love. I can only imagine that some mornings are gonna look like the morning of St. Patrick's Day. If you don't know what that means, don't worry, you'll find out quickly on St. Patrick's Day. I do not condone this behavior, just to let you know. But on the other hand, I do have some good news. My birthday is in October, so that means you don't have to wait long. And I also don't have to wait long. As version pina coladas can only get me so far. It's basically just a slushy that tastes like coconut. Though, don't get me wrong, I do love coconuts. It's my favorite little treat. Also, if I sound like I'm talking weird, it is because I naturally talk fast and I am trying to moderate myself, which is harder than I thought it would be. I got the whole, it's a marathon, not a race, advice going in the back of my head while I talk. I'm also, because I'm new here, obviously, I may be a second undergraduate, but this is my first time working with anything like that, so I'm trying to make sure it's recording, that you guys can hear me, you the listeners, and that my music is perfectly set up for when I tend to play it, but it's fine. I'm doing great. No. Back on track. Though you shouldn't worry about it because I plan to give you, for like the Afterclass show, a rundown on current and upcoming events. Give you something to look forward to in the morning. I also plan on giving up my top late night vibe songs. I would say top 5 or like a top 10, but knowing me, I might add or subtract a couple of songs depending on like the vibe I want to hit for that night or like, you know, sometimes I want to play, yeah, something chillax, but sometimes I want to play something that's just like, no, I'm in a party mood. Y'all are gonna be in a party mood. But anyways, I will try to give like a variety of like pop, rock, and indie, along with no replays, though I do this once a week. I am only the Monday after class, and I have no clue what the other hosts are doing, so pray for me. Give me your best wishes. If you enjoy the songs I play or are just wondering what song it is, I'll give you the title and the artist, also because I kind of have to. So if you enjoy the song, you can add it to your own playlist. Something that'll make the drive, walk, or bus ride home a lot more chillax and feeling like you're in your own movie. Because honestly, who doesn't want to be? We've all thought about being our own movie. What the plot would be. The main characters, well, the main character would be us, but like the side characters and all that stuff. Oh, also, I plan up on setting a system where you, the listeners, can suggest topics or even your own songs that you listen to late at night, though knowing teenagers, or some of you would probably prefer to be called the young adults, I will only be accepting those I feel comfortable with talking about and what is appropriate, because even though I'm part of the club and I'm only technically volunteering, I don't want to get like fired, and I use that in quotation marks. There you go, your first example of my brain thinking way faster than what I can actually say out loud. So since I have the restriction of no swearing and the unsaid nothing inappropriate, the system is just probably going to be giving you my Insta sometime in the future, so you can just DM me what you want me to talk about or song suggestions. I'm pretty sure there's also, like, we have a website. You may be able to suggest things there. Not 100% sure. Though, that's the only systems I can think of. It's sad, I know, but I work with what I got, I guess. Now, on to current events. Today was a pretty rainy day. Speaking from a point where in high school I got like a 90% in my geography class but retained no knowledge of the class, I know that the islands, which is like Newfoundland, PEI, and stuff like that, they had Hurricane Fiona, I believe Fiona is the name, come in, and oh my goodness, my friend's mom, she lives there, and it was like crazy. She was talking to me about like how some houses were just lifted up and just cut off the ground and lifted up into the air, and that they're having internet problems. So wish them the best of luck. Hopefully they can get their internet back, because we all know how hurricanes can be pretty devastating, obviously. So it's probably like from that hurricane, all the rain just coming in and like drizzling, because this, I guess you can call it spring, summer, whatever, it's been a pretty dry, like, as a person who loves the rain and thunderstorms and stuff, we haven't had much, but I was personally glad for the rain, and even when I just got into the building, it was still pretty rainy, not, like, hardcore as it was, like, what, this afternoon, but hey. But on to other current events. That is not the weather. I am not a weather woman. This weekend, I do believe, was Hoko, or Homecoming, for those of you that don't know. Trust me, I didn't know what Homecoming was when I was in high school, so I don't expect everyone to know what it is. It was from September 22nd to the 25th, which means it was over the weekend, and while I was working at both my job and all my schoolwork, and maybe a script, like a script, cough, definitely wasn't nervous, cough. Others went to Hoko, and damn, did it look fun. From the stories that Laurier University Community Organization, that was a mouthful, people were screaming the words to whatever song was playing and dancing around like the wild animals the media portrays us as. Something that happened led to the Instagram story posting, like the Laurier Instagram story posting a warning to students that there was some kind of destruction of property and anyone who was a part of that will be expelled. It genuinely makes me question, as like a certified recluse and a person with an old man's soul, one, what happened? Or what keeps happening? Honestly, like, who keeps saying, yeah, destroying property sounds like fun right about now? Because for multiple reasons, that is not fun, and you can get into serious trouble. Two, why can't there be a regular fashion party of drinking, dancing, and then going home? My old soul longs for it. All the, like, ragers, yeah, described as ragers, I guess, right? Just all the time, I'm just like, no, I just leave me. I just want to have a fun little party, and it sounds pathetic, but hey, here I am. Though, in all seriousness, don't destroy property, and don't go breaking or stealing things, drunk or not. It's illegal, and it's not free, and it most likely belongs to the government. If not, someone else. Though, I also have some other news. The What's Going On This Week, also posted by the Laurier Career Center, and another story that I got it off of. But anyways, today was the Community Volunteer Fair. It was in person, and it started at 1 p.m. and went to 5 p.m., which was the same time of all my classes. So I didn't get to go, but from brief glances, it looked pretty interesting. Hopefully someone of you did go and just at least check it out, if not to fully volunteer. And then on the 28th, which I do believe is this Wednesday, there is a career fair. It's online and it starts at 9 a.m. So definitely go check it out at the very least, because if you're like me and looking for a real job that's not sketchy, I'll talk about that later or in future sessions, definitely go check it out, because I know I will. And here, what else we got? We got Interview Success going on. Oh, that was today. And then we also had the Make the Most of the Career Fair. Career Fair, not the Queer Fair. Jeez, what is wrong with me? That's embarrassing. Going on today, the interview one was at 9 a.m. The Career Fair, Make the Most of It, is 10 a.m. Though, tomorrow, Career Planning, which is online, starts at 9 a.m. The Job Search Strategies, which is in person, I don't know the location of that, I'm just letting you know what's going on, is 10 a.m. tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow's the 27th, right? It is the 27th. Okay. And then Resume Writing, which is also online at the 27th. I'm pretty sure if you just contact Laurier Career Center, they'll give you the gist of what's going on. And then there's also Workplace Professionalism, LinkedIn, which is on September 29th, 9 a.m., 10 a.m. LinkedIn's online. The professionalism is in person. And then finally, September 30th, we got Transferable Skills at 9 a.m., Job Search and Networking Strategies for Master's and PhD Students online at 9:30 a.m., and then lastly, Interview Success in person at 10 a.m. And yeah, I feel like that's all the most recent news that I have, like, recently that's going on, but there's also, I believe on the 23rd, there was a silent disco. Though I don't have a lot of information on what happened at that party, I do know that the idea of a silent disco is super cool, because the headphones play, what the DJ is playing, or any other artist that's attending. And once you take off the headphones, it is practically dead silent, where people can talk freely without having to shout in your ear or, like, in the ear of your friend. So that is what the news I have happened over, like, this weekend night, going in the vibe of, oh, man, like, of, like, the show, I guess? I don't know. It's still in a workshop, guys. As you can tell, I do not get out much, at least not as much as I would like to. Along with my research is just looking at Instagram feeds and posts that have, like, Laurier posts, I guess you can call it. Like, and, like, I don't know what to say. I can't say much. That's my research. Like, it all happens in Waterloo. I do not live in Waterloo, so I usually can't attend these things in person because I just bus down here for my classes, and that's about it. So, yeah. That's all your recent news. So, I do have my playlist set up, and I thought I would give you guys a little listening. Like, yeah, a little listen. Let me figure out how to pause this. Ah, there we go. I'm so smart. I'm a genius. Don't get me wrong. Anyways, so for a little break from me talking, I will give you the first three songs of today's playlist. I have Pink and White by Frank Ocean, Streets by Doja Cat, and From Eden by Hauser. Though it is on Spotify, and I'm not a Spotify genius, so wish me luck. So I'll just play it, and hopefully you guys like it. All right, give it a listen. Can you tell I'm amazing? Hopefully you enjoy those songs. I'm still figuring out, obviously. I forgot to slide up, but on the little touchpad or whatever you want to call it. I'm great, as you can tell. I'm perfectly fine. Hopefully you enjoyed those songs. I thought I would go with something familiar as my first playlist before I decided to, like, dive headfirst into the songs I've collected over time. As I have been told, like, some of my music is from the 2000s, like, I don't know, like, NWA. I guess Coldplay's not so recent. I don't know. If you consider it recent, it's recent. But there's also, like, Hailstorm and stuff like that. I have a big music taste. That's what I'm trying to get at here. But one thing I definitely want to talk about is fall. Actually, before I get to fall, I got some text messages while the music was playing. And some of my family is listening, which is amazing. Because, honestly, how is it not? Because support, moral support, I love it. So, now, back on to fall. Fall is my favorite season, and honestly, I can see no wrong with fall. Like, call it rose-colored glasses, but I just love the colors of the leaves before, like, they actually fall off the trees, like the oranges, the red. Also, just, like, when you're walking home and some of them get, like, crispy, and you can just step on it and you get that, like, perfect crunch. It's amazing. I love it. It's also just, it's slightly cold, but also warm enough weather so you don't have to wear heavy coats. Like, I bought a new vest and it's perfect for this weather. And then also, my birthday and my favorite holiday is in fall or autumn. I guess it depends where you are, but I call fall because it's easier to say than autumn. But I'm a fall/autumn baby and I stand by that. Like, the season of fall, which is rightfully my favorite season, period. There's no changing my mind. Though, compared to other years of fall, this year we could probably tell the start of fall with last Thursday being pretty damn chilly. Like, but yet some people were still wearing shorts and tank tops and such. I don't know if they knew it was going to be this cold or they just wanted to make that choice. But granted, I did have a thin shirt on. It was literally see-through. But anyways, in the fall season, there's so much to look forward to with October basically being next week. I know technically the first day is this week, but we fully step into it next week. And I have so many plans for next month. Oh my goodness. Like, not only in my personal life, I don't got much going on in my work life, so there's nothing there. But also for these late night shows. This is not final, but I think I'm going to do some mythology, like, on Halloween. Like, I know some things I carried on from pagan traditions onto Halloween that we celebrate now, which I thought would be a cool little tidbit to talk about. Also, maybe some true crime or some cute costume ideas that I would probably see this year or, like, that I want to see this year. Because, like, why not? It sounds fun. Let's give it a shot. Though I have a feeling most people look forward to reading week, like, this month, where most people take a break from school and either catch up on their readings, or if they don't have any readings because you're not an English major, you just take some sort of vacation. One thing I am learning is next time I should bring some water. My mouth is a little dry, but it's fine, it's fine. As we are on the topic of fall, I thought I would give some recommendations of some of my favorite shows to watch in fall, or the shows that I watch in fall almost every year, or I have added onto the list to watch every year. I'll give you some short description of them to see if they fit what you would watch, but I will let you know now that I love horror, mystery, thriller, shows or movies that make you think beyond what is presented in the show. Like, from hidden meanings, or if you watch it the second time, you're like, oh my, I never connected the dots, or oh my, how did I miss that? I'm a great actor. I'm thinking about auditioning. though, jokes aside, I knew everyone is not a fan of horror, and I will let you know which films have a horror or other needed warnings. But time to go watch Mojo Mode, and if you don't know what that is, it's a YouTube channel that reviews different movies and TV shows. Basically what I'm doing right now. Anyway, just watch Mojo, listen, not before you log off of here. Continue listening to me. Okay, so, I don't have a proper order, as they all have a special place in my heart, but for ranking's sake, I rank them. I wanted to go and try and give what I only watch these shows and movies in fall, but the only reasons I came up with is that they have a fall vibe, or just made it as a fall tradition, because I first started watching it in fall. It's pathetic reasoning, I am highly aware, but I know, let's start off with the shows. So my number 5 is Fantastic Mr. Fox. This movie is a Wes Anderson film about a fox who decides to go do one last mission on the 3 narcissistic farmers in the town. I'm pretty sure it's stop motion because I've seen, like, behind the scenes clips of them, like, doing little slight movement picture. But I do know it, like, instead of the actors being in a booth and just doing their voice recordings, they were actually mimicking what was happening during, like, the stop motion scenes. So I think it was George Clooney. He played actually, like, the fox. I think his name is just Fantastic Mr. Fox. I haven't watched it yet this year, so I can't be for sure. But they're just on a motorcycle, mimicking the, like, lines and what they're doing, so they're shaking around a little bit. I thought that was cool. And I also consider it fall because of the color scheme. It has a lot of warm colors and has that comfy vibe to it. I love it. It also has some humor, like, that they say a sentence, they stop, and then they're like, it's like a kind of joke kind of humor. I don't know how to properly explain it, but I enjoy that kind of humor. I think it's nice. Though, number 4 is Midnight Mass, which is definitely has a horror element to it. It's about an island and the church on this island. I don't think they ever say what the name of the island is, or if they do, they say it like once or twice. But it mainly centers around the priest and the recovering drunk driver, and also a select few other, like, actors, though they're all residents, they're not, like, anything from outside of the town. But it's not a spoiler, because you find out pretty easily, or you get the assumption of it pretty easily, but it has a vampire, but it is nothing like Vampire Diaries or Twilight. It is so much cooler, and, like, has more of a horror element to it, because if you watch the Vampire Diaries or Twilight, Those are just romance and drama. Back to Midnight Mass, as a lot of elements that I would call about, like, questioning life around you, as some of the characters have numerous serious talks about life and religion. I watch it during the fall because of the slight horror element. There's always that one jump scare that gets me. I'm not going to tell you what it is because that would ruin the fun. But I'm also pretty sure, like, the TV show takes place during the fall season. If not, it really feels that way. So, why not? Number three is Little Women, which was originally a book written in the 1990s, I think. Though I'm not 100% sure. Though it is about four sisters called the Marches, and it is a story about their adolescence. It is definitely more of a movie for the girls, as it does have romance and a sappy love life. I can feel my mom glaring as I call it sappy. Though I love it because it does call attention to a woman's place during those times. I watch it during the fall because it's more of a tradition, because I first watch it during the fall season. Though I do recommend watching the more recent release because it has Florence Pugh in it, and I love Florence Pugh, and it has some other actors that I don't know the names of. I'm very select with which actors I know the names of, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. And then number two is The Haunting of Bly Manor, which is a mystery, and just to be on the safe side, kind of a horror. I only say horror because it deals with ghosts, but it's not super scary, at least not to me, so I mean that lightly. The story is about a huge mansion that seems to be cursed with ghosts, and the main character is basically a babysitter, but they call it something else. It's not a nanny. I forget what it is, but it's basically they live in the house as they babysit, but they babysit the two kids. I'm going to say babysit more one time just to make rule of thirds. But as she realizes and takes care of these kids, it's just realized that there's something weird going on, and it's definitely a slow burn kind of TV show, but honestly, I think it fits the vibe and the setting of the story. Some people I know complained about it, but I really don't see the problem. Plus, it's also from the same guy that created Midnight Mass. I do not know his name. Do not ask me for it. Though, why is it fall? It is because of ghosts and mysteries. Literally nothing else. I guess you could say there's a time in the show where it's like during fall, but yeah, that's about it. And then my number one show to watch during fall is Over the Garden Wall. I cannot explain how much I love this TV show. Though, it is a small series. I think there's like probably 4, maybe 5 episodes, and it's on YouTube. It's pretty easy to find, so I definitely recommend searching it up. I haven't watched it this season, but I will soon, because there's so many elements of the show that I love. So the soundtrack is amazing. I love the introduction song. I think it's like, it plays in the very first episode. The animation is good. The characters are good and have... Excuse me. There we go. I'm a woman, and I'm a very respectful woman. So I burped off the radio, but each of the characters are good and have meanings and flaws and such. I think all I remember is Wart, and he's like the younger brother, and he has a teacup on his head, and he has a frog that he carries around with everywhere. He's so cute. But the idea of the story is it is about the two boys, Wart and his older brother, making their way through the forest and meeting other characters that live in this forest. They meet Beatrice, and I believe she's like a blue robin. They come across this little town that's very cute. That's the fall theme of pumpkins. I won't say anymore, but they are warned throughout kind of this storyline that there's something called the Beast, and it's watching them. And not to fall into its trap. And I don't want to say any more because I will definitely spoil it and give you all the major plot points of what is happening, but it is just a must watch for me. I just love it so much. Though I have to say the one song I definitely do want to play eventually for you guys is Free Room by Raven. For me, it's just a song that I can listen to when I'm sad, mad, or even when I'm studying or working. I haven't included it in this playlist because it's one of the songs that I'm a little iffy about sharing. So I'll probably do it next playlist. Though it's definitely good because I have some very like nice vibe kind of songs that just make you want to like, I hate saying this, but like groove out and stuff like that. And I'm also properly addicted to this song. Like, I don't know why I love it so much. I just do. I'm totally hyping up this song, and I'm definitely not gonna play it for the session. But, like, yeah, it's a good song. Gonna play a little bit of more songs before I eventually have to close. Because if you don't know, the after class show ends at 11 o'clock, and thank goodness because I have to take the bus home, but I'll play the next song for you guys, and hopefully you like it. Though, one thing I do want to mention is that next, like, recording, I'm definitely gonna do a little true crime thing because I don't know if you know, but the Jeffrey Dahmer Netflix series is it's like going off. It's like really good, like not really good, but it's like really up there in the media. And I definitely do want to like talk about it because I have watched it. I haven't finished it. But when it comes to like real life murderers, it is a very fine line. And I feel like it's good for people to know about the fine line so they can make proper judgments of their own series, of like the series and stuff like that. Because I'm a person who watches a lot of true crime, and there's a lot of good documentaries there, and Netflix usually does a good job on it. But I just think like this one, because I think it was published by Netflix. This one is just a little, eh, but I have to make sure I can talk about it first because, I'm still figuring things out. But anyways, I'll give you guys the next couple songs. Hope you enjoy. Let me play this. All right, so I only really have time for like one more song, but to give you a count up, the most recent one was Pink and White by Frank Ocean. We had Streets by Doja Cat, From Eden by Hauser, Ghost Town by Kanye West, Chasing Pavements by Adele, and Sparks by Coldplay. One thing I definitely want to say before I eventually have to go is that I really enjoy doing this, first of all, and even though it's a very serious trial and error, I will eventually figure it out and it will eventually be better. But it will only get better, I promise you. And as I fully develop my script writing, how to handle the soundboard and stuff like that, and finding topics that I just want and love to talk about, it's uphill. It's gonna be uphill, I promise. Though, I do want to give one last recommendation, and that is the American Horror Story, or even American Horror Stories. They're quite similar, though. American Horror Story is each season is its own story, and it usually has all the same actors in it, which I love. And then, while Horror Stories is just like each episode is usually its own thing. Like, just mini horror stories, basically. For me, it's a must-watch. And it's like, it does have a lot of horror elements. It does have a lot of, like, gore in it. So, warning. But it all kind of depends which season you're watching. Some of them are definitely tamer than other seasons. So, I guess that's good. But you really gotta, it's like a pick-and-choose scenario. Though, the show is a must-watch if you want something that, like, good, kind of scary to watch during Halloween. Though, again, it does cover a lot of topics. Though, I am sorry to say, I must bid my farewell for tonight as it is getting close to 11 o'clock. Just a reminder, you are listening to Monday's after class show that I call The Late Night, still in the works. I am Mia Van Harten. And tomorrow is Tuesday, the 27th. 27th? What am I mixing French here? Anyways, the 27th. And hope you are safe at home or get safely home. I wish you the best, a good night, and hope you're gonna have a good morning. Bye-bye.